Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Question, good or bad, what did you find or lose? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com. Hola, bitches. Back when I was living in Little Rock, I had a friend named Timmy. Well, Timmy was a dumpster diver, probably strung out half the time. Well, this one time, he brings me a broken old Fender Mustang guitar. This thing was manufactured sometime in the 70s, by my best estimation. Asked him where he got it. He said he found it in a dumpster. I took it to a friend before I realized there was a rare and discontinued paint on it when I had them sand it down. When it was returned to me, the person sanding it gave me the news that the paint on the guitar was more valuable than the guitar, but the damage had already been done. I had that guitar for a couple months after that, then somebody walked into my house and took it. I suspect my friend that brought it to me. That from Kirk. Hola, guys. I was at Dick's on Queen Anne, about to get my standard order. 2 cheese, 1 deluxe, 2 fries, and a strawberry shake on my way to order.
Strong.
I find a $50 bill on the floor, so I picked that bee up and doubled that order and ate like a king. Rock and LARP on. That from Justin. Guys, a friend lived on a huge lake formed by a dam in northern Wisconsin in the late 70s. There was a long drought, and the water level dropped way low, exposing many, many arrow points and big spear points. Coolest thing he found was the points and tools made from the copper that was plentiful in the upper peninsula of Michigan. That from Gerald.
That's pretty cool.
Guys, I was living in Spokane, needed some cheap kitchenware items, so I went to Goodwill. In one of the aisles, I found this solid metal rifled cannon round for like $10. It's about 4 inches in diameter, 10 inches tall, weighs about 20 pounds. I still have it too. Keep on rocking. That from B Dub. Hope that doesn't blow up. Moving on to the birthday request, guys. Can I get a shout out for my boys? They both have a birthday today. Arrived in this world 2 months early. It was scary as hell. They breezed through the NICU with no complications. Now look like they're going on 6 years old. They love to laugh and smile and hit you in the face when they're not looking. So how about an uh-oh lookout and a small penis lady? Keep on rocking, guys. That from Greg.
Uh-oh, look up.
This one's kind of a secret birthday email request.
Secret birthday.
Secret.
I'll whisper it so nobody can hear it.
Okay.
Hola, bitches. My name is Sasha.
Hey, Sasha.
We live in Victoria, British Columbia.
Okay.
My dad listens to your show all the time in the car with us. My mom hates it.
Oh.
Technically, I'm not even supposed to be listening to you guys, but hi anyway. It's my dad's birthday. I was wondering if you could have a small announcement for my dad, Max. He was born on May the 4th, so it doesn't really need any sounds, but if you could just say, May the 4th be with you. We would appreciate it. Thanks. That from Sasha up in Victoria, British Columbia. Guys, today's my nephew Matt's 26th birthday. Can he please get turtle wax? Followed by the dirty Germans talking about maintaining rental equipment. Thank you, guys. That from Josh.
Yeah, if you want to maintain my personal rental equipment, just use Lubridone.
Yeah, you have to be very careful when using other people's rental equipment. But you want to retain it? I didn't even think you should marry her.
Yeah. Just rent.
Yeah. Turns out you did not listen to Ludacris. You turned that hoe into a housewife.
Batalas, it's my friend Anori's birthday. She's got a great sense of humor and even bigger stash of hentai manga.
Yeah.
If she could hear you guys talking all over each other about that back stuff, followed up with some wedding puke, that would make her day amazing. You rock. Thanks. That from the Dr. X.
That back stuff?
Back stuff?
Oh, we need a little wedding Okay, if you want to hear some back stuff, check out the greatest story never told podcast. Olovich Olozo on a request of birthday shout out to fellow geek and KISW's own, the Reverend Infuego of BJ and Migs. Please give him a Leroy Jenkins and you guys talking all over yourself about Star Wars. May the 4th be with you. That from Rainier of Bremerton.
You've never heard a Wookiee scream quite like that in your life.
Hello, fellas. It's my wife Olivia's birthday. Over the years, I've sent birthday requests loaded with sexual references and what she can expect later that night. Well, I have since learned that some of her coworkers listen to the show, and I embarrass her enough as it is, so this year I'll tone it down with a happy Chinooka and an original fish sandwich. Thank you, guys. That from Daniel.
Happy Chinooka.
Sure, I get a fish sandwich.
Olovich Olozo, may the 4th be with you. It's my 35th anniversary of crawling out of my mom. I was hoping for the big day to bring back an old favorite of at least Mike. Let's see here. Can I get a man versus beast? We still have man versus beast.
Oh, hang on.
Hopefully followed by a cacao. Right. It's a tall order. But that triple threat would be the best present for this guy. What's the other thing? Ted All Explosion. Thanks, guys. Rock on. That from Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Is it in there?
Yep. Hang on. I think I might have it. Hang on. Let's see what we can do here.
Man versus beast. Run it. Man versus beast.
Old school. Happy birthday to Joel. He's 36 years old from Sandra and Leo. Please sing him the happy birthday song for Joel. We will do that. Sandra coming up here in a couple seconds. I got to say it's my dad's Tom's birthday. Gonna get a happy Chinooka followed by a Wendy Williams burp fart and Mickey and Goofy talking about how COVID has affected their escapades with the Disney princesses.
Oh, no.
That from his loving son, Ryan.
Happy Chinooka.
Well, guys, old Goofy here wants to let you know that when it comes to the princesses and the happiest land on Earth, COVID might be the best thing they could give you.
That was a little tough for me. Some of the princesses weren't here, so I had to start working down the totem pole, and I feel kind of bad.
Chip and Dale will never be the same.
Donald will never look me in the eye again.
I told him to put on pants. It's only a matter of time.
Said I'm just here to quack.
All the bitches, I was hoping you would give my wonderful husband, Colin, a birthday shout-out since today is his 31st birthday. Love you, handsome. Hope you have a great day. I love listening to you guys. Any chance we get, it makes the long drives easier and our work breaks better, so thank you for that. How about the fish sandwich montage and the dirty Germans talking about how much fun he's going to have tonight? Thanks, guys. That from Alexis.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Can I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon. And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Yeah, tonight you'll have a very good time listening to me scream, it's mine hot weasel and shoulder mine and penis on.
Yeah, somebody's been practicing since Germans.
Yeah, I said eat my skin weasel and look at my penis.
Yeah, it's this May's the 4th birthday. You could finally find out who the Sith Lord is.
Yeah, close enough for you.
Not bad.
Yeah, you know what? This goes the classic. His throat says, shaves a Wookiee.
Yeah, you're going to have some Wookiee nookie tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll show you my Wookiee cookies.
Maybe you should use the bald little robot.
You know Chewbacca's favorite baseball team. The Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, Jesus. Hola, gentlemen. My amazing wife, Jennifer, is having another 21st birthday today. I was hoping you guys could give her a shout-out. Amazing mother, grandmother, my best friend. Plus, she's smoking hot. Could you make this lucky guy's day by giving her an Alec Trebek favorite letter followed by an Alan Thicke? Thanks, guys, for making the drive home enjoyable. That from Ken, I believe that is a Pat Sajak, isn't
she
it?
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Oh, look out.
Hola, Michelle. Today is my mom, Brenda's 60th day around the big ball of flame. She's been a rocker for many, many years. I was wondering if you could give her a big old bong rip, a little kid fish sandwich, and the dirty Germans talking about a sex life at 60. Love her munchkin, Sammy Dizzle.
Yeah, your sex life at 60 will be the same as it was at 30, except you'll be twice as good.
Yeah, see,
and that's soft.
That's the big difference, is you'll already have the dinner.
Yeah. We'll eat dinner first.
Yeah, there's a bee in your belly.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, yeah, that's our little guy. Ryan Castle in the house, what's happening?
What up?
What are you doing?
You know, I am in beautiful Portland, Oregon this afternoon.
You're not in your basement dungeon studio bar.
No, I decided to take a little road trip and go enjoy the sunshine. So I got on my 49cc scooter at 2 o'clock and I headed south. And look at that. Remarkably, in 2.5 hours at 35 miles an hour, I made it.
I wonder how many times.
So the reason it worked is, I don't know if you guys know this, but it's all downhill from Seattle to Portland.
It is.
So,
yes. Yeah. And you had to pull over and get gas.
Figuratively and literally.
Probably had to pull over 9 times for gas on that route, I'm sure.
Yeah. But that's good, though, because I also have a bladder issue, so I was able to use the bathroom a lot.
Nice.
Were you wearing Sounders gear preparing for the weekend?
I did not. No. No, you know why? Because I don't want to die.
You are in Portland. That's a good point.
They're a passionate fan base down here for those Timbers, for sure.
They are. So today on Sit and Spin, we're gonna put Ted up for a little bit of a musical quiz.
I think that's a good idea because, you know, I was thinking about you guys trying to guess, but I think that would probably be too easy on these.
Because we're old.
I believe we've owned these.
You've been around the whole time.
We've owned most of these titles in my rock lifetime and Steve's rock time. We've played these songs many, many times.
Uh-huh.
We've all heard them a lot. However, they are more in our genre of age and everything else than Ted's. But they are still classic rock songs. So I guess it was loudwire.com that put this together.
Yeah, the list of classic rock songs that you'd immediately recognize from the first few opening notes. And I think if you've listened to this radio station for, you know, any period of time, you've heard all of these songs on the radio at least 100 times in your lifetime.
Okay. So, Ted, you're either going to need to get the title of the song. We'll take the title of the song or the artist. If you get both correct, bonus points for you.
If you cannot guess, we have agreed that you get flogged with a cactus.
Yes.
No. Oh, the cactus.
Sweet. The cactus. That's why we brought
the
it
classic
in
cactus flogging.
You
I
know, man.
Sorry,
yeah.
I'm not here for that. Can you wait until I get back?
A lot of blood.
It's going to take me a long time to get back because, as you know, it's all uphill from Portland to Seattle, and I'm on a scooter, so.
These are 10 classic rock songs that you should be able to recognize from the first few notes on Sid and Spin.
Number 10.
Oh, Freebird.
All right.
Nice work.
One for one. All right. Nice work.
Yo, Ted, if you can't get Freebird right out of the gates, I think we're going to have a serious problem here with the next nine.
Okay.
Because generally when you hear that note, you roll your eyes. like who played this? Come on.
It's going to be like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Here's the next 10 minutes of my life, and it's going to suck.
Yeah, it's like, listen, Jim, I don't want your Black Velvet. I don't want to hear the story.
Hey, I got one song left on the jukebox. I'm getting my money's worth, Ted.
I think, who was it? Was it Dana Carvey, I think? No, maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was David Spade. He had a bit. He said, Lynyrd Skynyrd should call all of their other songs not Freebird.
These are 10 classic rock songs you should be able to recognize from the first few notes on Sit and Spin.
Number 9.
Oh, Ted.
I know this song.
You know, everyone's in their car right now going, come on, Ted.
I mean, we play this on this station regularly.
Yeah. We don't play Freebird a lot anymore, but that song is definitely still in rotation.
I know this song. Is it Aerosmith?
Yes, it is Aerosmith.
I know that it's getting, the lines are getting clearer in the mirror.
Right, yes.
Something in the years.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
What is the name of that song?
I guess we can give it to him based on the fact that you got the artist correct, all right? The name of the song?
Yeah, he knows the song. He just can't pick out the title. He never actually says the name of the song in the chorus.
Until the very end. Dream on.
Dream on. All right.
That's the part where he goes, dream on, dream on, dream on,
dream on.
Dream on. Right.
10 classic rock songs as you recognize from the first few notes on Sing Spin.
Number 8.
Is that ZZ
Even if you
Top?
Don't play guitar,
no.
Even if you don't play guitar, you know how to play this song on guitar.
Smoke on the Water.
Yeah. Do you know the band, Ted?
Fire in the sky.
The band is Deep Purple, Ted.
Uh-huh. Deep Purple. All
Which
right.
has nothing to do with Kenny Loggins.
No, that has everything to do with my penis. It's the name of it.
I thought it was Pink Floyd.
Deep Purple.
I thought we were talking about mine and Loggins.
Right.
10 classic rock songs that you would recognize from the first few notes. On Sit and Spin.
Number 7.
No. Oh, school's out for summer.
Wow. Damn.
Wow. He plays golf.
I thought that was going to be a tougher one.
You remember the artist's name?
Yeah. He plays golf all the time. He was scary with the snakes.
Yep.
It was an act.
He has a woman's name.
Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Fire.
Man, oh, man. Okay. They should keep getting easier. These are 10 classic rock songs that you recognize from the first few notes on Sit and Spin.
Number 6.
Oh, this one
that one's tougher. Yeah.
Come on, Mike.
I'm sorry, that's all I got.
One more time. I have no idea.
Is this the one Limp Bizkit covered?
No one knows what it's like.
Oh, Jesus.
To be the bad man.
It's not like this song.
I like this song, but it's sad.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Oh, Behind Blue Eyes?
Right,
Behind Blue Eyes.
Well, that, Miles, obviously that is...
No one knows what it's like. David Bowie?
Close.
Who is the band?
Who?
Ted.
Who?
I was going to get a hold of who's on first thing.
Oh, man.
Originally, the song's about having sex with an old woman who's called Behind Blue Thighs.
Oh, no.
Between Blue Thighs.
Between Blue Thighs.
The album was the Blue Plate Special.
10 classic rock songs that you should be able to recognize in the first few notes on Sit and Spin.
Number 5.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
This one is not number 1.
Okay.
I got $20, he doesn't get the next one.
I do based on one hint. One hint. One hint. Jazz flute.
No hints.
All right.
That's not going to help you too much.
Oh, you just gave it away.
No way. I already know what it is.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
There's one guy that plays a flute.
Number 4.
Right, so it's got to be Aqualung.
Yes. You ran through all the different... rock flautist in your head and said,
yeah,
it's probably
you can never go wrong when you can use the word flautist also. It can mean so many different
you
things.
You can't even make it multiple choice. You know, which rock flautist, like Ian?
Jethro Tull, Ted.
And Aqualung.
These are 10 classic rock songs as you recognize from the first few notes on Sit and Spin.
Number 3.
Oh. Is that Layla?
Yeah!
It's only because of Goodfellas.
Two movies helped out so far.
Yeah, you're right. Days of Confusion. And that, is that Clapton alone, or is that
that's Clapton
and Eric and the Dominos.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
But it is Eric Clapton, uh-huh. Yes. Yeah.
These are 10 classic rock songs you recognize from the first few notes.
Number 2.
Ooh.
Ooh, not even a note.
Nope.
One more time, Mike.
Definitely some cowbell.
Yep.
I mean, there's only one real famous cowbell song.
And it's not that
one. It's not that one. This, I don't even know if you've heard of this band, to be fair with you.
Oh, so it's not CCR.
Nope.
No.
Not too far off, though.
Sort of that. It's that era, yeah.
You'll never guess the band's name.
Yeah, if you don't know this band, you just don't know. You probably even heard the song, but...
Man, I wish I just had a note.
If you ever played Guitar Hero.
Yep.
I don't know.
I mean, all I can tell you, the main player is, Leslie West? Mm-hmm. Is that his name?
Yeah, she is hot.
Oh, thank you.
It's a dude. It's just big.
Oh, yeah, Mississippi Queen.
All right.
Yeah, nice work.
Mountain is the band, and that is the one song you need to know from.
And Leslie West is hot.
I will say I like all these songs.
Google her.
Yeah, they're all good songs, man.
These are 10 classic rock songs you'll recognize from the first few notes we made it to number one.
Number one.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's got to be Ozzy.
It is Ozzy.
But he was singing with his first band?
It's Sabbath.
Yes.
Okay.
No originals even played this a couple of times.
Yeah. God damn it, what is the name of the song? I know the song.
I don't think he actually says the name of the song in the song anywhere, does he?
Oh, so I'm running through the lyrics, it's not going to help.
No, it's not.
What do a lot of people, when they first start smoking weed, this seems to be a side effect.
It's virgin lungs?
Yes, of course.
It's the Black Sabbath song. Black Sabbath song.
It is Paranoid.
Paranoid.
Heard you long.
That was a good time.
You did pretty good, Ted.
Yeah. Have a safe ride on your scooter back from lovely Portland there, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it.
I'll see you in 6 days.
Nice. There you go.
Odds and Spin, you are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room is in progress.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shout of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check out with Mike Hawk, some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Our out-of-town in Japan got about $230,000 in COVID relief funds. And used the money to buy a statue of a giant squid.
That's what you used it for.
Yeah. $230,000.
A statue of a goddamn giant squid.
It's COVID relief. You know, economies are in the toilet.
This people was are, in China?
Japan.
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 You buy a giant squid statue that all the kids can go play on.
I'm sure that's not kosher.
Ayo. Yep.
Wait, what does he run?
It's the town.
Oh, the town bought a
giant
squid.
You know what we're going to do? That giant squid sculpture. Clearly, they did not ask the constituents, hey, what should we do with this money?
Japanese government sends down $230,000 saying, hey, we understand the impact. You guys need help. Here you go. Cool. Now we can finally get that giant squid statue.
And they did celebrate.
We did.
Yay.
Now they're probably looking at it like, why do we not question this decision? Right. Now that I'm looking at it, why is it here?
That is the last term you will serve, Mayor.
There's like one guy in the back room like,
cool,
it finally came together.
I've been doing 4D chess for 8 years. Look at my giant squid.
Great, we can use this for stimulus checks. Or.
Or.
And hear me out.
Right.
Hang on. Let's walk this through. Giant squid. The Colosseum is getting a new arena floor so tourists can see what it might have looked like when the gladiators fought there.
It's called dirt.
Right. I like what they say might have looked like.
You know what it looked like. It looked like dirt because people were bleeding to death.
They didn't have doggone AstroTurf out there, man.
I feel like they couldn't have had a floor, right?
I mean, they could, would you have... Look, you put together this construction. You know what's going on in the Colosseum. The Romans were a little ahead of the curve on that.
Sure.
I guarantee you, like, do not put a floor in this guy. The only thing to have, there's body parts and blood.
Right.
See, when you said the Colosseum, I thought Athens. So I was like, is that Greece or is that Rome?
No, it's Rome.
Were there two?
That's the Parthenon. The Parthenon.
The Parthenon is the one in Greece. Okay. I was like, where in the hell is that?
Yeah. And they're next to each other.
Close enough.
Yeah, but I'm with you. It's like, right, like... It's obviously sand or dirt. Right. We're not going to make it out of stone.
Actually, well, they might be saying what we're going to do is leave body parts.
Oh, we're just going to start throwing
gallons of body blood, part. Right? Yeah.
Oh, that'd I would assume cool. that there's a layer of dirt to keep it at somewhat. What's the word? Not stable, but solid. And then you put sand over the top of it.
It's sort of like a baseball field,
right?
You know, after the thing, some guy went out there and kind of raked it even again. And
exactly, compact it as much as you can. Keep the sand out there to reduce the impact.
To see what it look like.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do that, hire lions and get the people out there to fight him again.
I say we start having tournaments there, man. Fix up the Colosseum a little bit. Let's just go full blown, okay? It's decrepit enough. It's not going to survive much longer. Let's just rebuild the Colosseum. Let's start doing stuff there.
I mean, look, what if you're saying death row, right?
Because
people are like, I don't want. Well, in this case, you say, look, man, I mean, I'll tell you what. You beat the lion, you're a free man.
You don't even pit him up against another guy on death row.
Oh,
you're
no.
You're just going to give him a lion.
No. Because that guarantees one of them ends up going free. Like, it's the lion. And it can be like three of you guys on death row, you take on the lion.
See, I'd rather they put him in there with a gorilla.
That's too easy.
Take on the gorilla, man. Wait, no.
Would you rather...
Too easy for the gorilla or too easy for you?
For the gorilla.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If they said, all right, happening. So now, Mike, you're in death row. We're taking you to the Coliseum. Because you said, look, I will do this on the off chance that I get
life by combat.
Do you want the lion or do you want the gorilla?
Honestly, the gorilla is going to be terrifying, but I just... There's something cooler to me about going out fighting a gorilla versus a lion.
We disagree on cool.
Just because the lion is so terrifying and it is so...
Fast and all that.
Yes!
Is this because you hate gorillas?
No.
Mike will probably take the goddamn gorilla
I feel
out.
Like when I'm fighting a gorilla, I'm fighting a formidable opponent as opposed to being snuck up on by a giant cat.
That gorilla will kill you quicker and worse than a...
I don't know,
yes,
man.
Yes, he will.
Do you...
Well, it'll look cool.
I watched Gladiator. It seems like the lions were on chains. Is the gorilla just free roaming?
Those were bitch lions. We're releasing the lions.
No, this lion is not on chain.
That's right.
My lions, at my hey, you want to survive? These they are free range lions.
Because I know what you're talking about, Ted.
You're taking the lion over the gorilla?
Yeah,
I agree. Also, because I feel like with a lion, I know I'm going to lose, but at no point will our battle ever feel personal to me. Somehow with the gorilla, I feel like the gorilla is taking this personally and wants to inflict pain.
Right.
Where the lion just wants to kill me.
See, that's the way I'm setting this up. There is a lion loose in the Colosseum. Now, there's obstacles all over the place, and they could be hiding anywhere. But we're just going to let you go out there. You kill the lion, you get free. Same thing with the gorilla. There is a wild-ass gorilla just running around in here somewhere.
All right, one gorilla, three chimpanzees.
Oh, God, I'll take the one gorilla. The three chimpanzees, I would not be able to
take.
They
drag it out, dude.
Oh, man, that would be awful.
And they're going to rip your junk off.
Right.
Right, and then your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which, I don't know, I can fathom that. Something seems really evil about ripping off my junk before you kill me.
Yeah, man.
That's kind of the point.
We're getting off topic here. A 19-year-old in Brazil A 19-year-old in Brazil created an OnlyFans account for his mom. Been in Brazilian Playboy.
Hey, sometimes you gotta give a little nudge. Come on, mom. I've been on my mom about this for like 20 years.
You've been telling your mom to get on OnlyFans?
Get out there, man. Do something. Like, meet somebody.
I'll be your first.
That's not what OnlyFans is.
I know, but you can meet somebody then.
No, you can't. That's not what it's about.
Yeah, that's not what it's for at all.
Well, you get paid. I know that.
It's interactive porn, Miles.
She can do that.
She can, but it's the son pimping out his mom.
Right.
Hey, man, come on, make some side hustle money.
She's not going to make a husband on OnlyFans.
She's not working anymore.
She could.
She's not working anymore.
Hey, update, by the way, the Colosseum floor thing. People say, all right, so they're doing it so that you can stand in the center of the Colosseum and see what the gladiators saw. Someone else said the floor is wood, and then that wood is covered with dirt and sand.
Gotcha.
And they said an elevated floor can be filled with water. They had boat fights. The floor could open for epic entrances for dope gladiators.
Oh. Yeah, it wasn't just gladiators. They had all kinds of events in there.
Well, think about that. Even back in the day, they knew, hey, man, when you're a real badass, if you're like top marquee,
oh, yeah,
you need to come from underground. Somehow.
We need to raise you from the ground.
That makes you cool.
It's always about the entrance in wrestling.
Right. Absolutely.
Do you imagine Pops back in that day?
What do you think their intro songs were? I'm going to go with the Gorillas because I'm a gorilla.
Right.
Intro song.
Well, it's showing up by boat's just cool.
Oh,
I remember
yeah.
like MTV, they had like their movie awards or something once in Miami, and everybody showed up by yacht. And it was that's awesome.
And now on the left corner, oh, we mow it.
See, I'm saying you got to have one of those big old Viking horns. Sell your way in there, man.
It helps the Vikings.
That's right.
I show up holding a dead fish.
Just a fish?
I brought dinner.
And now I'm bringing the pain.
The House of Representatives subcommittee hearing was delayed for 20 minutes after Galaxy Quest and music from Village People started playing over Zoom.
What?
Galaxy Quest is a good movie.
It was funny, yeah.
Oh, man. The world's biggest White Castle just opened in Florida.
Yeah, a line going around the block.
I was about to say, did you guys see the video of the line that's waiting? What's up, Ted?
I'm just glad you said castle. That would seem loaded. The only thing we said, I think we said this yesterday. I don't know if we said it on the air or not, but like, they have crystals.
It's the same thing, but more than that. Yes.
Yeah, it's Florida. Okay.
But even if you wait an hour, in the end, all you got was White Castle.
But you have to remember that when you don't have something, and they bring it to you for the first time. For an example, I know you might think this is crazy. I guarantee you if they put a Waffle House in Seattle, the line would be around the block. It's 24 hours. It's cheap breakfast.
Right.
It does all the things that Seattle does not have.
Right.
You know, like, you can go to 13 Coins at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you can eat breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Right, you're going to pay a little bit more, but it's not necessarily a breakfast spot. So as far as 24 hours a diner being open, which is pretty common on the East Coast and the South, we don't have that.
Right.
If you open up, people go, Waffle House, they suck. Why would you want to go to Waffle House? If they put one in, people would go.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, I think it's ridiculous to wait that long for fast food.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I'm like Chick-fil-A. When they opened it, it was like, do you want to go over there? Like, no.
Not yet.
Same with the Sonic. Right.
They opened up a Chick-fil-A up in Bonnie Lake. It's a stone's throw away from me. It's not 10 minutes away. As they were opening it up, I said, we are not going to go to this thing for at least a month. Just right. because I knew, and I was right, that line was around the corner. Now, you find the right time to go in, and then that works.
Sure.
But this line at this White Castle was at least a mile long on a two-lane highway through a traffic light that had another two-way highway coming through it. I mean, this was ridiculous.
Before COVID hit, Robin and I were talking about going down to, is it the Shake Shack?
Shake Shack, yeah.
Shake Shack, down on Westlake?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was a line every day. Well, I get those confused with a Shake Shack or what, the Steak and Shack. I can't remember. There's two different ones.
Steak.
But the ones
steak,
that people like.
Shake Shack and, yeah, I know the other one you get confused
But I still
with.
Haven't been. Because I think they closed for a little bit, but there was always a line. I mean, a huge line out there. I just figured it would die down, then one day I'd go in and get a burger.
And I'm not willing to sit and do a mile-long line waiting for a burger that, let's be honest with you, is not worth a mile line's wait.
Well, we know that. They don't know that yet. We know
that's fair.
I will stand in line at the White Castle for a half an hour in Vegas at 11
Which I
o'clock
did too.
At night and just bite the bullet. But
you bet.
Vegas is a different thing because Vegas, you're going to be awake and you need to eat.
Right. Not to mention you're standing there. You're not waiting in traffic
to do it.
You know, and that was the only time I had ever had White Castle was in Vegas, and I was like, I have to try a White Castle. I've never had it before. If the line was ridiculous, I would have found something else to do. Don't worry, we'll go around the bend one time. A 9-year-old went missing at the Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport. I've made that mistake before. And was found taking a ride on the luggage conveyor belt.
Yeah, sweet. I read this, man.
Who hasn't wanted to do that?
Yes.
Everybody wants to do it. Apparently he was with a big group of adults. But as soon as they got checked in, they all started like going through the tickets and all that kind of thing. So the kid kind of disappeared. They didn't realize he was gone for a minute. Then they realized he's gone. They weren't quite sure where he was, but he was found by other people. Basically, he went through the thing and dropped into the part where it starts dividing up the luggage.
Yep.
So the guys that are working down there are like, you're not baggage. There's a kid down here.
Oh, no. Chipotle is giving out buy one, get one coupons for the first person every day on their app to answer their Chipotle IQ questions.
Do they have any examples of their Chipotle IQ questions?
Maybe. I'm not working on it yet.
Perfect.
You have to download the app.
That's my question. Is it an IQ question or is it a Chipotle question?
It's going to be Chipotle.
They said Chipotle IQ, which means, it's probably your knowledge on Chipotle.
Ted, you'll be a genius. I get the feeling. Like, this is like goddamn Albert Einstein of Chipotle.
I do love Chipotle. Apparently, it's time to reverse your ceiling fans. They should spin clockwise during the winter months to pull colder air up from the floor and counterclockwise in the summer to push air down to cool you.
That used to always get beaten into my head. My dad, being my dad, man, he installed ceiling fans in one of the houses, but he was very clear on that.
I'm not even sure. Little switch on the base, maybe?
It's like one of those little black square switches.
Yeah, exactly.
You pop it the other way, and it goes the other way.
It'll blow the dust the other direction.
Is like, so in the summer, you want to suck all, you want to keep the hot air up.
Right.
And pull the cold off the floors. So you do it one way, and I don't know how much difference you will honestly feel, but in theory, it pulls the colder air off the floor. Right. Then in the summer, in the winter, it sucks the hotter air from your ceiling.
Reverse.
And pushes it down on it.
Last time I cleaned my fan, it looked like I went into my dryer lint thing. I mean, it was like a half an inch up
there.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
See, they're saying the opposite. They're saying that it needs to be clockwise in the wintertime to pull that cool air that's kind of sitting there at face level, pull it up towards the ceiling and up and away. Right.
It forces the hot air back down.
Right. And then in the summer months, you want that pushing down on you to actually work as a fan cooling you off.
Okay.
There's an Eagle Scout in Sarasota that has earned every available merit badge.
Yeah, Mike. I almost made him the shot of the day just to shame both of you.
Yeah.
I'm not an Eagle Scout.
You don't need to have them all to be an Eagle Scout, Miles.
How many do you need?
You need 21 to be an Eagle Scout.
21? He had like 137.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, both sides of his sash were covered.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, and the chicks are just falling all over
the table. Oh, man.
How old is this dude?
Well, he's less than 18.
Old enough to not
obviously
could
you only be a Boy Scout until 18?
Correct. That's why Miles can't ever be an Eagle Scout.
At that point.
That's why Miles can't ever be an Eagle Scout.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah.
His ship has sailed.
That's right.
True.
Once you hit that 18 mark, man, you're kicked out.
Is there a man scouts?
There is a senior sort of a thing. Adventure scouts. That's
man
what it is.
Scouts. Yeah, I think you're right.
Where they wear the green uniforms.
The adventure people.
Man scout.
I'm a man scout.
Man scout.
I'm looking for men in all the right woods.
We've already tested you guys' brains through sit and spin, but we're going to do this one different here. Or rather, we're going to test a little bit more here. BuzzFeed made a list with a simple question. Do you know the last names of these celebrities?
Oh, boy.
All right. Now we're going to give you guys a little shot here. I have the 10 here. Number 10, do you know the last name of Zendaya?
No. I've never heard her last name ever.
Ted, you'd probably be the best bet on a lot of these.
Honestly, I feel like she's one of those people who just goes by one name.
Yeah,
she has a last name. She just never uses it. I have no idea.
Is it Smith?
Her full name is Zendaya Marie Stormer Coleman.
Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
Your last name's Coleman. Your first name is Zendaya. That's like a mind F.
Do you know the celebrity's last name? Number 9, Drake.
Yes. It's Jewish. It is... It's not Cohen.
What is his name?
Is it?
I've heard this before.
Too. Right, I know his name.
It's Graham.
Oh, Miles got it.
All right.
His full name is Aubrey Drake Graham.
Miles has his finger on the pulse of Canadian rap stars. Most people don't know that.
And Paul Anka.
He knows it.
Paul Anka, yeah.
Do you know the last name of celebrity? Cher.
Sherilyn, her real name is Sherilyn.
You got it.
She's Italian, right?
Yeah, it's Italian. It's, I cannot remember.
What's the name of that? What's the name of the garlic knot place?
Sesquito.
Honestly, it sounds like a Star Wars character. Her full name is Sherilyn Sarkeesian.
Sarkeesian, yeah.
Oh, you should have given us a hint, like tequila.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Drunk football coach.
Do you know the last names of these celebrities? Number 7, Rihanna. Rihanna.
God, what?
Rihanna. Come on, Rihanna. Miles.
Miles is correct on.
Oh, boy.
What is her name?
I know she's from Barbados.
Yeah.
I know she's hot. I know she wants me. She doesn't know that yet. No, I know that she wants
me. She's just undressing you with her eyes in all of her music videos.
Abramowitz.
Luscious.
Her full name is Robin Rihanna Fenty.
Fenty.
Oh, like Fenty. Her brand.
Oh.
That explains it.
See
that
there?
Dummy. See there?
Now I feel bad because I'm like, that's a stupid name to pick.
See, Ted, I was going to give you that clue, but it would have given it away, man.
I did not know that was her brand either. I think I'm...
She has a ton of money, and a lot of it's not even from singing.
No, yeah, she's smart with it.
Do you know these celebrities' last names? Number 6, Cardi B.
Is it the B part, or is that?
It is not. Okay. The B is actually her first name.
Cardi B Ariola.
Cardi B Smooth.
Ted, any guess? Are you zeroing in on it at all?
I mean, I feel like it's something kind of Latin sounding.
Yeah, getting there. So her full name, I'm going to butcher this like crazy. Her full name is Belcalis Marlenis Almanzar.
Okay. Almanzar.
I would not have gotten that.
I didn't know that one.
No, sir. Do you know the last names of these celebrities? Number five, Shakira.
Shakira.
These one-name celebrities, this is not going to be easy.
No, man.
Because you never hear it. Is it something just plain?
No, like Shakira this one's a little,
she's Colombian. She's Colombian.
This one's a little exotic.
Okay. I don't know. Garcia.
Her full name is Shakira Isabel Mubarak Ripoll.
Okay.
R-I-P-O-L-L. Ripoll.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Not doing well in this Jeopardy
game. No, not at all. Do you know these celebrity last names? Number four, Bruno Mars.
Mars.
His name is actually not Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I've seen his name before.
Charlie?
He's Hawaiian and Filipino.
Correct? Honestly, his full name does not have Bruno nor Mars in it anywhere.
Is there a Chuck?
No, it is not. His full name is Peter Gene Hernandez.
Well, no wonder he changed it.
Yeah, that's not
PGH.
PGH.
That's a is baseball that his brand player too? To me.
How about your boy Lil Nas X?
That's not his real name?
No, it is not.
I'll be damned.
What's the fake part? Lil Nas. Because Nas's real name is Nasir.
Oh, right.
No. No, it is not.
No, Nas. No, the rapper.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. His first name is actually, if I'm not mistaken, the title of his new hit song. His first name is Montero.
Oh, all right.
Montero Lamar. Are you ready for this? Mr. Steve the Thrill Hill. Montero Lamar Hill.
Oh, Hill.
You are related to Lil Nas X, my friend.
He owes me some money.
Do you know the names of these celebrities? Number two, Lizzo.
Oh, boy.
Miles?
I've seen her name before.
It's your girl.
It's your girl, Miles.
Is it a traditional name?
Yes.
Is it Johnson?
No, it is not. Keep going.
Oh, Smith.
Nope.
Jones?
It's another one. It's a presidential name.
Jefferson. Franklin.
Jefferson. Oh. Melissa Vivian Jefferson.
Okay.
And this is the final one. Do you know the celebrity name? You know her. You love her. She's the queen. Do you know Beyonce's name?
Knowles. That's the one I know.
It is Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter.
Carter.
Well, because she's married now.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's what they're saying, Ted. Right. My bad.
She's married now.
She's like, yeah, that's why I got Carter there.
A man who's...
Yeah, well, you know.
Last night, there was a picture going around of former President Carter. So the Carters were trending. And I was like, where's Beyonce?
Oh, you left. Doesn't look like her family.
Right, Jay-Z's not even in this.
A man in Australia out on his boat was 30 minutes from shore when he found something terrifying in his boat.
What was that?
I'll test your memory 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. It doesn't suck. 206-421-ROCK. All right. Have we made it to drinking time?